Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Supply chain management in today's day and age is something that's very fascinating and very relevant to how the economy works and how we get goods and services every day. But how exactly does a supply chain work? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And ever since the pandemic started, the supply chain management discipline has become very fascinating and very top of mind for a lot of consumers and organizations. We've all experienced supply shortages and things that we can't get at the store. And we've all heard about labor shortages and supply chain issues that affect everything from the goods we buy at the store to construction to any other part of our economy. So what I want to do today is talk about how exactly a supply chain works. And be sure to stay tuned till the end of the video, because I'm going to talk about why there's so many disruptions and blockages and shortages in today's supply chains. So to understand how a supply chain works, it helps to start with where the supply chain actually starts. And so if you look at the top left of this graphic in front of you, you see that it all starts with the customer. And it's not just what the customer actually buys, it's actually a forecast of anticipating what customers might buy. So that's really where everything starts, is with this customer demand forecast. And the way organizations typically will forecast demand is based on historical trends, looking at what different customers have done over time. It could be looking at macroeconomic trends or potentially even other external factors that could influence people's willingness to buy and the overall trends in demand. But in general, you're starting with the customer and the overall demand. So this demand forecast drives everything throughout the supply chain. So that's why it's so critical to have an accurate demand forecast, or at least as close to accurate as possible, because that's going to influence the way the entire supply chain works. So what I want to do from here is work our way backwards from starting with the end consumer and work clockwise on this graphic to get to how that influences the rest of the supply chain. So once we know what overall customer demand is, now we've got to figure out what is it that we need to produce and what are the raw materials we need to produce whatever it is the end consumers are going to buy. So for example, if you're selling iPhones or we're manufacturing iPhones, there's hundreds or maybe even thousands of different components or raw materials we're going to have to buy to create an iPhone. Everything from chips to glass screens to software applications to other components, wires and things of that nature that go into an iPhone. And whatever your product is, you're going to have different raw materials and a different sort of recipe for how that product is made. So you really have to back your demand forecast, which is sort of the end result finished product. You have to back that into what does that translate to in terms of our purchasing needs, our procurement needs for raw materials. And once we've done that, we can then figure out at what point do we need those raw materials so we're sure to have them in time for the manufacturing runs that will support that demand forecast that we've developed. Now, one thing that's important to note here, when we talk about raw materials and the sourcing that you're doing here, it could be raw materials, which are just individual components that go into a finished good. It could also relate to sub-assemblies. So sub-assemblies are things that are partially produced already or components that are going to go into a broader finished good. So for example, a lot of times aerospace and defense companies aren't just buying raw materials. They're buying pieces that have already been partially constructed that then get put together into other finished products like a rocket ship or an airplane or whatever the case may be. So whether it's raw materials or sub-assemblies, the whole concept is the same of tracing it back to your demand forecast to figure out what you need to buy. And then finally, some organizations like retailers or distribution companies don't actually manufacture anything. They don't assemble anything, but they just distribute finished goods. So their procurement is going to focus more on the finished goods and buying finished goods from other producers. Now, the next major step in the process is your production or manufacturing. So you've acquired or procured your raw materials or your semi-finished goods, your sub-assemblies, whatever it is you're buying. And now you need to get it to your factory so you can actually produce what you need to produce. Now, before I talk about the manufacturing or production part, it's important to note that an important part of the supply chain is figuring out how you're going to get raw materials to your factory. So in some cases, it could be logistics processes that relate to trucking or shipping. So you're shipping things via land to get to the factory. It could be that you're ordering raw materials or subassemblies from overseas, in which case you're dealing with ships or boats. So it's going to be on the water for a certain amount of time, and you're going to have those come through ports in whatever country you're located. And from the port, it'll then be transported via ground shipping to your manufacturing facility. So in order to get everything to your manufacturing facility, you have to work out the logistics of how you're going to get the raw materials to your manufacturing facility. And once you have the raw materials, then it becomes a matter of how are we going to produce what we need when we need it. So this is where you really have to take a close look at your inventory management, your inventory levels, make sure that you have the right level of inventory at the right time. You want to make sure that you don't have too much inventory in stock, but you also want to make sure you don't have too little to where you have outages or shortages. And so a lot of organizations right now in today's day and age in the 2020s are finding that it's worthwhile for them to stockpile inventory more than they might have in earlier years. And the reason for that is because there are so many supply chain disruptions that organizations are experiencing a lot of raw material disruptions. So they're stockpiling as much inventory as they can. So however you manage that, which is done primarily through technology oftentimes, whether it's enterprise technologies, ERP systems, supply chain management technologies, there's a whole host of technologies that can manage that process. And I've included video links below that cover those things. That's how you're going to manage that entire process to get to your manufacturer.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, once you've produced your finished goods, now you've got to figure out how to get it to your warehouse. So it's leaving the manufacturing assembly line and it's going somewhere. And typically that somewhere is going to a warehouse where it's going to sit until you ship it to your customer. In some cases, you may ship directly to your customer if it's an urgent order, if it's a late order, or if you're a make-to-order manufacturer, which means that you're not producing anything until you get the actual customer orders. In other words, you're basing it on actual customer demand, not forecasted demand. You might ship your product directly from your manufacturing facility to your customer's warehouse, maybe not your own warehouse. So regardless, you're going to have the same process of making sure that you have logistics to get the product from your manufacturing facility to either your own warehouse or your customer's warehouse. And again, as I mentioned before, that whole logistics process of managing the transport of those finished goods to whichever warehouse it's going to is a key part of the supply chain. The next step in the process for some organizations, not all, but for some, is a distributor. Getting the product from your warehouse to the distributor that's ultimately going to get it to the end consumer. Distribution centers are more common for retailers and direct-to-consumer types of organizations. If you're a B2B organization that's selling primarily to businesses, chances are you don't have a distributor or a middleman wholesaler, but you could. There are a lot of B2B organizations as well that have a distributor they work with. But either way, you're going from a warehouse to a distributor, and then the distributor figures out how to get it to your customer. Now, the final step in the process is actually getting the product to your end consumer. And that could either come through a retailer. If you're a B2C organization that's selling to consumers, you might sell to a retailer who then keeps your inventory in their retail shop and then sells to consumers. Or you might be selling directly to the consumer. Either way, you need to figure out how to take those customer orders, get it out of your warehouse or the distribution center, wherever the end products are, and get it to your customers. So this sort of completes the entire cycle of a supply chain throughout the entire customer demand, all the way through raw materials, production, distribution, and ultimately to your end customer. Now, as you can imagine, this entire undertaking that I just described is a complex undertaking. There's a lot of data, a lot of touch points, a lot of suppliers, distributors, trucking providers, logistics providers, shipping providers, ports that you've got to deal with. You've got warehouses, and then ultimately you have the end consumers that you're ultimately trying to get the product to. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of pieces that can break in that process. And so that's where technology comes in. A lot of supply chain management technologies can automate that process, provide the data and the visibility to understand what your needs are and make sure you get it right. And there's also ERP systems or enterprise resource planning systems that tie together not only your supply chain, but it ties your supply chain back to your financials and back to your sales organization, back to your human capital and other parts of the organization. So regardless of the type of technology you might use, it's important to recognize opportunities to use technology to make your supply chain more efficient. And quite frankly, that's why supply chain technologies are so popular today, is because so many organizations are struggling with their supply chain. So technology can be a good way to help fix some of those problems. A key question on a lot of people's minds is, why are supply chains broken? What's the problem? Why are we experiencing outages and shortages and constraints in our overall purchasing behavior that we're so used to? And the reason for that is for the reasons I've described before. This is a very complex process, and you can imagine how individual components in the supply chain breaking down can have a domino effect and a trickle effect throughout the entire supply chain. For example, if your raw material supplier has a labor shortage, let's just say they're operating in a country that just has labor shortages, or perhaps they have lockdowns or quarantines as a result of the pandemic, that's going to slow them down from producing as much raw material as they might have in the past. That's going to create delays getting the raw materials to the manufacturing plant. The manufacturing plant is now going to be delayed getting it to the warehouse, which is then going to be delayed getting it to the customer. So that's just one example. You also think about every step along the way. There's, for example, a lot of issues with finding enough drivers, truck drivers, throughout the world. And so when there's a shortage of truck drivers, you may have all the raw materials ready. You may have everything you need finished sitting on a manufacturing shop floor or in a warehouse, but you don't have a way to get it from point A to point B. If you can't get it from point A to point B, you're going to have a disruption. You're going to have a shortage. So you think of all the hundreds or thousands or even hundreds of thousands of touch points and moving pieces within a supply chain. Any one of those things breaks down, that cascade throughout the entire supply chain. So I hope you found this information useful. I hope it's given you a good insight into how supply chains work and why supply chains are so important and why they're so broken today. I've also encouraged you to download some of the supply chain materials we've included below, including our top 10 ranking of the top 10 supply chain technologies, our digital transformation report, a lot of good resources that'll help you better understand supply chain and how you might transform your supply chain to make it more effective. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.